Governor Peter Shumlin says Vermont finally has the elusive piece of technology it needs to resolve problems on the state's troubled health insurance exchange. But it could still be months before all customers enjoy its benefits. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some critics maintain the website is still doomed to fail.
It isn't often the governor has good news to report about Vermont Health Connect. So when word arrived over the weekend that his team had developed the tool needed to streamline customer service operations, Peter Shumlin wanted to make sure Vermonters heard about it.
The good news is that we now have the technology able to change circumstance, which should put an end to the huge frustrations that Vermonters have been feeling generally about trying to sign up for insurance products that they need.
Shumlin delivered the news at a morning press conference in Winooski, where he introduced a dozen or so of the state employees and contractors who have been putting in long hours in recent weeks to meet the May 31st deadline for what's known as change of circumstance functionality.
When you talk about the frustrations that Vermonters have had with Vermont Health Connect, whether it's billing or other challenges, it almost all goes back to this function.
When people have a baby, for example, or get married or divorced, they need their insurance policies to reflect the new situation. But the automated updating system that Vermont Health Connect was built around never actually worked. And the manual workarounds instituted in its absence have led to cumbersome backlogs, billing errors, and in some cases, delayed access to care.
This is a really big deal in terms of giving the customer service folks the tool that they need to be able to deal with the folks that they have on the phone. And I can't promise it's a light switch, but man, it is hugely better.
That's healthcare reform chief Lawrence Miller touting the benefits of the new technology. But the change of circumstance functionality won't arrive overnight. It'll be several weeks before exchange staff can use the tool to solve customers' problems, and months before customers can input changes on their own. Not until October will customers have assurance that changes made at the beginning of one month will take effect in the next. House Minority Leader Don Turner says Shumlin has inflated a minor triumph.
You know, we have had all these promises from the Shumlin administration. Oh, they're going to fix it. It's going to be fixed. It's going to be fixed. It's just another tactic by the Shumlin administration to stall what's inevitably going to happen, that Vermont Health Connect is not going to be able to deliver.
House Speaker Shep Smith previously said that if Shumlin didn't meet the May 31st deadline, he'd take steps to abandon the state-run exchange in favor of a federal version of the program. Smith says he's, quote, cautiously optimistic the governor has cleared the hurdle.
But I think we still need to look at potential other options so that if this milestone doesn't work out in the next week or two, hopefully that will not be the case, or if we don't meet the October deadline, that we have options to go to.
Reform Chief Miller says exchange staff will soon begin using the technology to work through a backlog of more than 10,000 people waiting for changes to their insurance policies. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.